Okay, today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches, and today's shiur again is sponsored. This week's shiur was sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich in memory of Milton Ehrenreich. Okay, the place that we are up to is the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. So we continue our discussions of Ta'aroves. Says the Mishnah, Dam Shenisare B'mayim. We have blood that got mixed up with water somehow. So we want to sprinkle the blood, but it got mixed up. So it depends. Im yesh bo maredam kosher. So unlike other types of Yisurim where you don't go by the chazusa, you don't go by the appearance, here you go by what it looks like. So if it still looks like blood, it's okay. Even though you could have a lot of water and still have something that looks like blood, just a little coloring makes it, make tea. You have a whole thing of water and a little bit of a tea bag. So still, that's the Mishnah's kula, that if it still looks like blood, it's still kosher. Nisariv bayayin. What if it got mixed up with wine and therefore you can't tell the difference? Red is red, assuming it's red wine. So, roin oso, ki'iluhu mayim. So, you try to estimate and figure out if the wine that fell in would be water. That's how we're understanding the Mishnah now. We'll see if that holds up. But if the wine that fell in would have been water, what would be the color of this mixture? If the mixture would be red still, then it would be okay. If the mixture would be lighter color, so then we would say it would be puzzle. Tosas points out a chiddush that it's not only that you consider it dam. You would say, okay, the dam is not batel because if it looks like dam, but to say that you could sprinkle this mixture on the mizbeach, that's an added chiddush. To say that laws of bittul don't apply because it looks like the minority, whatever it is, fine. So then you might say you could eat something, you could do this, but to be zorek this, ask Tosas, why are you allowed to do that? Why you let it sprinkle it? So what? It looks like dam. You have so much water in here that you're sprinkling on the mizbeach, right? So what? How are you allowed to do this? Yes, Tosfos in Dibur Maschil B'dam V'im Tomar Dam Behema V'Chaya Hechi Zorek Lulam Mizbeach. How could you sprinkle it? Nehi Dam Aroin Ki'ilu Humayim V'Lo Mevatel Dam Acher. Fine, you say the principle of Roin, and it's not Mevatel other dam Mikol Makom Mayim Gemurim Lohavi. It's still, we're going to have cases where it gets mixed up into chulin blood, or it gets mixed up into dam chaya blood. Either way, how could you sprinkle this mixture, which has in it part of it that is not blood that should be sprinkled on the mizbeach? And he refers to even the mandamra that says chulin shesh chudu bazar lav darais. That's the machlokas tanoim, which we have referred to the past couple of days. Even if you want to say Shchitas chulin bazara is not daraisa. Shchitas shchute chutz is for sure daraisa. It's pasuk in chumash. Shchitas chulin bazara, that's a machlokas tanoim, whether that's daraisa or drabanan. We discussed even if you hold this daraisa, what is daraisa? Do you have to just bring it in? Do you have to do the avoda? Do you have to bring something in that could be roi to be ne'eval agami amizbeach? All different opinions in that sukkah. But either way, even according to the opinion that says drabanan hainu shchitasan, but for sure, bringing something up on the Mizbeach that is not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, that for sure should be a problem. So how, even if you want to say this mixture still looks like blood, how can I sprinkle all this water on the Mizbeach? Isn't it a problem of an avoda with something I'm not supposed to do the avoda with? The Yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, Kivan didam kasher me'urav bo. V'yein ikers rikasan l'shem apasol el l'shem akasher shari. Basically, as a Tosfos, in a chinami, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it because the ikar zrik is the kosher, kind of like what we said yesterday of ikva hetera, the stipler. Right? There is, some of this mixture is mutter and is a mitzvah. So we allow the whole thing, and you have kavana just l'shem the kosher, without not the shame the pasul. Afal gav de be'evarim lo amar roin l'shem eitzim. Even though by evarim, which we had in the previous Mishnah, what the Chachamim say? You don't say, oh, be makriv et l'shem eitzim. Right? We said, oh, the Rebbe Lazar said, if you're makriv two of them, then the rest can be mutter. But the Chacham never said that. So the Tosfos acknowledges, without explaining why, that a varim would be worse than the dam case. The dam you could sprinkle even though you have other parts of it that are not really right to the Mizbeach, by shaking varim. What's the difference? Says the Ola Shlomo. So it's always great when the Zayda is mentioned. Right, says the Ola Shlomo that the difference is lach balach and yavish b'yavish. That's what's behind Tosas' answer. When it comes to yavish b'yavish, you have different pieces of meat. So then you can't say that this is a mixture that always has heter in it. Every time you're makrev a piece of meat, so then you have to say that, you know, it could be a problem. That's why the chachamim are not going to allow it lechatchila. Mashekin yavish b'yavish. Lach v'lach, where it mixes in two different liquid items, dam here, so then even though Tosis is saying it's better, even though there are some parts of it that are not royal l'gabei hamizbeach, it's going to be okay, because you know for sure some of it is going to be good. Okay, that is Tosfos explaining the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that not only does Bittul not work, but you're even allowed to sprinkle this mixture on the Mizbeach. Good. Next part of the Mishnah. Nis'arev bedam behema. What happens if it doesn't get mixed up with water or with wine, but it gets mixed up with pusil blood? Nis'arev bedam behema. O bedam achaya. Dabehema or damachaya, so what do you do? Same thing. Rowan osokilu humayim. Tanakama says, same thing. You see, if this blood would be water, what would this mixture look like? And therefore, that would be the determining factor. Again, the important point of this shita is, you don't go by rov. You don't go by rov. Even a miut is good enough. Even if you have a miut of dam, that's good enough as long as it looks like blood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, I argue, don't worry about what it looks like, what it would look like. Dam is not bevatel dam, or to put it into other words, min bemino is lo batel. If you have two things of the same type, it's not batel. Where is the source of this? So the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Achremos, describing the avoda of the Yom Kippur, so at one point of the avoda, we have to mix. The Kohen Gadol has to mix together the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. And the Torah says, he takes the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. He takes it. But what do you mean he takes it? It's mixed it all together. And a par, a cow, is much larger than a sa'ir, than a goat, and the Torah still calls it dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what that teaches me? Ain dam avatal dam. It must be that whenever you have like items that come together, it must be that they're not mavatal each other. So that is Rabbi Yehuda. What are the chachamim? That's a very strong raya. But what do the chachamim do with that? If you don't hold dam, ain dam avatal dam. So they say no. That's a special din. Ain olin mavatal is olin. If you have two items that are supposed to be they're sprinkled. So that's why they're not mavatal each other. It's not a general dim of ain dam mavatal. If you have dam kosher and dam pasul, they're going to be mavatal each other. It's only two things that have the same destiny. So they could coexist, but not a general rule. That's how the Rabbanan agreed with. This Rabbi Yehuda is used by the Ran, made famous by the Ran, I should say. Ain dam mavatal dam. So we ever learn this Gemara, say, okay. Or if you never learned Zvachim and Menachis, you know, why would you ever come across this Rabbi Yehuda? Or Yuma, why would you ever come across as Rabbi Yehuda? But if you learn Nedarim, you come across as Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis, one of the our list that we had when we learned Nedarim, top five Rans in the Masechta, this was one of them. Ran Daf Nun Beis Amad Al. He uses this Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So he explains. He quotes the Gemara Menachas on Daf Chav Beis, and then he gives the svar for Rabbi Yehuda. V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda, ha'inu taima, mishum demino b'mino lo batel, lefi, shekol davar, shehu dome lechaveiro, eino machlisha umavatlo, ela ma'amida umachazko. If two things aren't against each other, min b'mino, they could coexist. We could be neighbors. We could be friends. Even if someone's stronger, there's more of you and there's less of me, it doesn't matter. If we're not against each other, we could coexist. That's the svar for me and Bimina Lo Batel. There's no clash. Bittel, the premise of Bittel is that there's a clash. If there's no clash, so then they both continue to coexist. Umishem hachi svir le Rabbi Yehuda, bikulhu isurei, de min Bimina Lo Batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Min Bimina Lo Batel, and in dam avatal dam. What about the Rabbanan? They totally reject this svara. Min bemino is batel? No. V'rabana lo mashmalu hachi. To mikal makom, min bemino de isra v'heter ein domen zelazeh. When you have isra and heter, even if they're the same type, that's not called min bemino in terms of this lamdis. There is a clash. Asr and mutter hashkafically. That's a clash. The kiva dechad asr v'chad shari, shein roi leilich ach, here's the key line, shein roi leilich achar dimyonon be'etzem, eler achar chilukan be'isra v'heter. Don't look at their physical reality, but at their halachic reality. So the Ran says, and therefore, so what that they physically are the same item? Halachically, they have They're totally different. Therefore, there is a clash, and they are mevatel each other. And a hainu time at the dama par inim mevatel dama sa'ir. That was what we said. Kivet d'shtayim olin ulaficha kol shechalukin beisr veheter afilu min bemino batil tahavi lei kemin b'she'eno mino. It's like a min b'she'eno mino according to the rabbanan. It's an important machlokas to think about. What's behind that machlokas? Do you say isr veheter is min b'she'eno mino or min bemino? Fascinating machlokas between the Behud and the Rabbanan. But then, the Ran then goes a step further. He uses this svara to explain why Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not Batel. Something that's going to have a heter. Beitza Shenol DeBiyantif. If you have a beitza that's not a yantar, even a suffix beitza, I'm not sure if an egg was laid on yantar or not. What do we say? Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's going to be mutter tomorrow, and therefore you should wait. Machlokas, we've shown him. Is Chametz on Pesach, Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So should you wait? So what's the svar for Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So the simple interpretation is what Rashi says in Beis Adaf Beis Mabeis, you might as well wait. It's going to be mutter in a week, so you might as well wait. Right? What are you eating it now, having to rely on certain halachic principles in a week from now, in a day from now, it's vaday mutter. So you might as well wait. That's Rashi's svar, Beis Adaf Beis. The Ran here says a totally different svar. The Ran says, you know why it's not batel? Because Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin has a ksas heter to it. And it fell into heter. So heter beheter coexist. Heter coexist, and therefore, it's min bemino, it's not batel. And this is even the Rabbanan that usually say isser and heter are two totally different mins, but when you have an isser that has a matir, yesh lo matirin, that's enough of a heter element to say it's min bemino. Umishim hachi, says the Ran, amrinan, de bedavash yesh lo matirin, natu Rabbanan mishim chumra del Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbana now agreed to Rabbi Yehuda Svara. Tekiva de ein dover zech cholok min a heter legamre beisav a heter shahari af hu sofo lios nitar kamohu amrinan she'eino batel b'mino. It's not batel. The hachi havidamutuva. That he quotes the fiyash shachilik ben aminim sibas habitel vashivui nosein shelo yehei betelin. And he continues v'chulu v'chulu. Beautiful Ran over here in Adarim on Daf Nun base. Again, I quoted before, Chamis Bepet, no, Nafkamin is between Rashi and the Ran. Chamis Bepesach, you might as well wait. You might as well wait. So do you say you might as well wait here? So the Mordechai says, Chamis Bepesach is not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That's in Psachim. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that it might be totally on Aruch HaKira. Right? That if it's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, according to Rashi, you might as well wait. So you can wait a week. If according to the Ran, Min Bemino, I don't know how you would define Chamis Bepesach. What about if it's going to be ruined? By the time, it's going to be get spoiled. By the time it becomes mutter. Niskalkels, the Marshal's discussion in Chulin. Again, it could be totally on the Machlokas Rashi Ran. According to Rashi, you might as well wait. If it's going to be spoiled by that time, maybe we'll say, you shouldn't wait, because you're never going to get to enjoy it. Vashayken, according to the Ran, it's Londis. Conceptually, this is a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. I don't care if it's going to be Niskalkel over time. That's the discussion of the Avshal Shlomo in Chulin, Paraches, Halacha, Pei Zayin. Or, what if it's a Dvar Achila? I'm sorry, is it only, there's the question of the Tzlach, there in Beis Adav Gimel Ome Beis, do you only say it by, I made a mistake, it's not Beis Ome Beis, it's Gimel Ome Beis, in Beitza. Beis Ome Beis is still in Zera de Rabba. But says the Tzlach, what if, does it only apply to Divrei Achila? What about the Divrei Hana'a? What about if you have a Dvar Hana'a? So the Tzlach says, you might say, I want to get benefit today, I want to get benefit tomorrow. Right? Muksa. Do you say Dvar Sheyesh Lo Matirin by Muksa? But what do you mean? Might as well wait. What do you mean? I want to use it today. I'll use it tomorrow again. So according to Rashi, you might as well wait. That svara might not exist because you want to get benefit today and tomorrow. But if it's based on conceptual categorizations, so then you can say it does apply. Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Again, a lot of nafkaminas that you would say. Good. So that's the Ran Nedarim Nebeis Mebeis that uses our Rebbe Yehuda of Ein Dam Avatal Dam. But this is the source. This is the source of it right here in our Mishnah, here in the Menachos. Weiter. Nisari, that was a machlokes if you had the blood got mixed into Dam Behema and Dam Chaya. So you see what it looks like according to the Tanakhama. Rebbe Yehuda says, Ein Dam Avatal Dam. Nisari B'dam Psulim. What happens if my good blood gets mixed into Dam Pasul blood? So, like what? Like Rashi says on top, Roveya, Nirba, Pigol. So what happens? Yishavek la'ama. Gotta pour that out. Why? Or can you just say the principle of Rowan? So Gemara's gonna say Gzera. Gemara's gonna tell us a Gzera. And also, Bedam Tamsis. If it gets mixed up in Dam Tamsis, the blood that comes out after the the dam chiyus, which we use for the zrika. So again, yishavech la'amba. Those two bloods have to be poured out. And Rebbe Elazar's machshir, even in those cases, he doesn't hold of the gzeira. Two questions. Number one, this Svasemis points out, dam tamsis, as we know, is the blood that comes out right after the regular blood. So what's the shear for dam tamsis asering? It says here, if you have a little bit, doesn't matter what it looks like, if you have a little bit, it's you have to be shafik la'ama. Isn't it basically impossible? If you're squeezing out the blood of the behema, and you're getting the dam chiyus, the blood that goes out as the animal dies. So what's the cutoff? What is there, like a stop sign that says, okay, from here on, no more dam chiyus, now it's only dam tamsis. It's impossible. So if this mishnah is telling me that even a mashahu of dam tamsis is going to be usur, so how do you ever have a case? Ef shalot samsem. You can't know exactly. So says the Svasemis, it must be that generally you don't have to be so medactic. Don't worry about it. As long as you're doing the original act, you take out the dam chiyus, a little dam tamsis doesn't cause problems. The case of the mishnah must be where you have two cups. There's a cup of the dam tamsis and that got mixed in. That's a chashuv amount of dam tamsis that gets mixed in. But you have to. You have in brera. You can't say otherwise that regular dam tamsis you have to be so careful about as you're doing the dam chiyus. Unless you know for sure, because it's very hard to know the kadwaf. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention before we get to the last line of the Mishnah, and that is the brisker rav sa'ara here. What does it say? What do we do with this blood? Yishafech la'ama. Where else do we have Yishafech La'ama? So we have it, if you remember, from the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. The Mishnah talks about when you have the Sukkahs, you have the Nisachamayim, you have the Nisachayayin, and the blood. Where does everything end up? So you have pipes under the Mizbeach, go all the way down, and the pipes take the everything that was poured in the Mizbeach out of Har HaBayis, and it goes to the gardens and the other areas that are used by the farmers. That's what it says. So ask the Brisker Rav, okay, by everything else that is poured into these pipes that go to the Shisin, that goes to the Amma, so there's no Isser Me'il anymore. Because by all the other items, it's Na'asis Mitzvaso. You already did the Mitzvah with them, and therefore there's no more Isser Me'ila. But here, what happened? You have good blood that you're supposed to sprinkle, that gets mixed up with Dam Sulim. You pour it to the Amma, it's going to be mixed up, and it's going to go to the gardens. How can we do that to them? Setting them up for disaster. Right, Isser Me'ila. There was no Nasis Mitzvaso yet. So what are we supposed to do? Lehecha Nozil. Hari Damshin Asari Bein Dam HaKashur Bein Dam HaPasol Kedoshim Kedushas HaGuf B'men Nifka Isser Kodesh Abahem. Damshin Asari Lo Nasis Mitzvaso Barak Shu Dam Dachui U'Pasol Shein Roy Lezrika. Right, so what do you say? Halodas Harbi Rishon Mikom Makom Hana Asur. So what do you have to say? What? Nachal Kidron? He says that's the only possibility I can say. In Nachal Kidron, Rov Dam Heter, Shinasis Mitzvason, and that's Mavatal Vadam? That's what you gotta say on a Daraisa level. And therefore that's why there's no Mi'ila by Daraisa. There's no Mi'ila by this blood. You're still stuck though, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ain Dam Mavatal Dam. According to him, I don't have an answer, says the Brisker Rav. Why are you allowed to do this? But that is the Grizz's Ha'aram. Last line of the Mishnah. Im Lo Nimlach V'Nasan Kasher. If you didn't ask about what to do with this mixture of blood, it's kosher, because as we just said, it's only based on Xera, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abichia Bar Abba, Amar Abiyochanan, Lo Shanu, when do all these rules apply? That you see what it looks like. Ela Shenaflu Mayim L'toch Dam, only where the water fell into the Dam. That's when you could say, as long as it still looks like Dam, so then it is considered dam and kasha lizarek. Avol nafal dam l'toch mayim. But if the opposite order fell, if the blood fell into the water, then you have problems. Rishon batel. Every little bit of dam that fell in at that moment, boom, it's batel. And therefore, you can't. And once it's batel, it's nidche. That dam is nidche, and therefore, even if it then more dam is added, and now it looks like blood, it is not good enough. We find in various areas of halacha, for very different reasons, but various areas of halacha, it depends what you pour in. Depends what you pour in. For example, Hilcha Shabbos, it depends. We have a sugi in the Gemara Pesachim. Tata agvar or ila agvar? Do you say, if it's a question of bishul, right, by Isra v'heter also, do you say that the powerful teammate is the one that's going on top or the one that's catching on the bottom, right? The questions of Irui. That's in Hilchas Shabbos. You also have it in Hilchas Koshel Bracha. Right, we know, how do you unpugum a cup of wine? I had some wine, I had some Havdalah, I'm not going to finish the wine, so what do I want to do, as long as I don't have a cold? I want to pour the wine back into the bottle. If I pour the whole wine into the bottle, I have now pugumed up my whole bottle of wine, because the rule is, pugum goes by what's being poured in. Pugum means wine that you have not drunk from. That's what non-pugum wine means. Al-Khadkhilu was supposed to make kiddush on non-pugum wine. Kiddush on Havdalah. So therefore, if I pour in the wine that I drank from, and now the whole bottle is pugum. So that's the minhag. The minhag is to pour a little bit from the bottle into the cup, and then pour from the cup back into the bottle. So there you see, it makes a difference. It's the same mixture. So you have it in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yerodea. You have it in Hilchos Koshel Bracha. And you have it here too. You have the principle of kama kama batel. Principle of once, if something falls in at that moment, it loses its status, and here, by Karbonus, you say that it can never become Dom again. Aval, that's that. Omer of Papa, but Rav Papa says, Uleinyin Kisi Enokin. We should know this doesn't apply by all items. By Kisi Hadam, for example, it does not apply. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to be Mechase, the Dom of Achaya, the Dom of Behemoth and Ophos. So therefore, if I have dom that requires a covering, and then all of a sudden it got mixed in with water. So even if dom fell into the water, and now it doesn't look like dom, it does not require covering, if it gets more and more dom, and now it looks like dom, now all of a sudden, choser v'neir, there is a mitzvah to cover the dom. Why? Lefi she'ein dichui b'mitzvos. There's no dichui by mitzvos. There's dichui by kachim. By kachim is dichui. There's no dicha by mitzvah, says our Gemara, and therefore this comes up once it again looks like dam. The Gemara here says it as a statement, ain't dicha by mitzvahs. Other Gemaras have it as a question. Yesh dicha by mitzvahs or ain't dicha by mitzvahs? It's not so clear. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Gimel, we discussed this Gemara in the past, about a hadas, that when Yontif starts, the hadas is pasul, because it's cut, it's the top of it is chopped off. And then overnight, lo and behold, a berry grows on the top of the hadas. So now, if this would have happened before Yontif, it would be a kosher hadas. But now, or let's say overnight, I don't know, the green overcomes the red of the hadas. So whatever the case is, do you say dichui there or not? And Rashi there says the key time is Erev Yontif, not on Yontif morning when you could shake it. That's the Rashi that we discussed earlier in this Masechta. But anyway, that is the Shaila in Sukkah Lamed Gimel. So it's not so clear in other Gemaras whether you say dichui by mitzvahs or not, but that is, the right here says, ein dicha b'mitzvahs. 2 points, and then we will continue. Number one, the rush in Moed Katan has an important ha'ara about dichli, and that is, halacha l'maisa, rachman al-etzlan. Let's say a katan becomes an avel. A katan becomes an avel. A katan loses a relative. And within shloshim, he becomes a gadol. Within shloshim, he becomes a gadol. Does he have to sit shiva when he becomes a gadol? Because after all, when his father, his mother, his relative died, he was mufka, he wasn't chayiv in mitzvahs. Okay, maybe mitam chinuch he could do, but it wasn't chayiv. The second that he finds out, he's still in the parsha, it's not like 10 years later. He's still within shloshim. So does he start sitting shiva in shloshim now? Or not? Do you say dichui? Do you say, once this child did not sit, so what do you say? So, says the Rush in Moed Katan, Simin Tzadik Vav. The Rush has 100 simanim. Third parak of Moed Katan. I'm not sure if that's the biggest parak, but 100 simanim. So the Rush quotes in Tzadik Vav. He quotes Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir, Misha Meis Aviv Imo Vahe Katan Bo Sashah, Vikodim Shavu Lamed Yom Nasa Ben Yud Gimel Shana Vyom Echad, Nireli, says Rabbeinu Meir, you got to sit shiva, right, when you become a gadol. What a great bar mitzvah present. Techayev lehis abel mishahigdol zayim v'lamed. You get to do a mitzvah. Right? The sit shiva. From then. Ve'ein amona miyom ha'kfura. Ela mishanase gadol. You start from them. Hacha yamim sha'aber bekatnuso eino olin. Af lemin yin shloshim. Okay, I'll give you the yard site. The yard site you go by yom ha'kfura. Yud beis chodesh. Yud beis chodesh. You can't by yom ha'kfura. Biyum mashlam yud beis chodesh. Ola ve'im amiyom ha'kfura v'lo miyom shanase gadol. But here, you do it exactly when he becomes a gadol. Ibke Nimba, why? What should you say? Kiva de Bashas Misa Lohaya Roy Lis Abel. Yiftar Alamis? Halesa. De Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos. Right? He quotes. Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos. He quotes our Gemara. Kedisa Pekisi Adam. As it says, Pekisi Adam. That's Rabbeinu Meir. Then comes along the Rush. Of course, this was the Maharami Rutenberg. The Rush is Rebbe. Yafagab de ein meshiva nesarila acharmoso. As the saying goes, even though you don't wake up the lion after the lion is already dead, that's basically saying whenever a Rishon wants to argue on an already departed Rishon, he uses that lashon of kavod, even though he can't answer me now, but what can I do? Torah hu v'lo manani tzarech. V'tofes ani osa svara sheyesh l'chalek ben hecha de gavra bar chiyuva v'yoma kagarim l'katan to b'sha shahoyelo lehis abel nifter machwas katno. When it comes to a chefzer shal mitzvah, so you could say ein dichetz al mitzvahs. This isn't dam, this is dam. This isn't a lulav, this is a lulav. This isn't a kasher hadas, it is a kasher hadas. So by chefzer shal mitzvahs, that's when you could talk about yesh dichui, ein dichui. But if the mitzvah is perfect, it's just that the gavra is not ready to do it. So then, once the gavra is paka, the gavra is paka, and therefore it's finished. You're mufka. V'dam yelohadar meperek bishemes. It says, like what it says in Psachim, Gershon is Karabin Shnei Psachim, the King Kanchehidah Shnei Psachim. What if the somebody becomes a bar mitzvah boy after Pesach Rishon? After Pesach Rishon. Chayav Asos Pesach Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. Yerbi Nasan Omer, Kol She Zakag L'Rishon, Zakag L'Sheni. V'Kol She Ain Zakag L'Rishon, Ain Zakag L'Sheni. And he says here too, V'Chei Nami, Hadi Yoshon Al Shmua Krova Shivu Shloshim, Ein Amitzvah Befnei Atzma, El Tashlum Li'Avei L'Shoilo Lasos Mi'ad Achar Kvura. It's Tashlumin. And therefore, if you aren't Chayav in the Iker, you're not Chayav in the Tashlum. And then he has the key line. Yesh chiluk bein mitzvah hanitcheis ubein guf hadichui. Dein dichui be mitzvahs ala bekadshim. Ki ha'adam hu mechuyav lasos ha-mitzvah, im nitches bimenu, ata, l'kishetira ha-mitzvah, lasosa yasena. Ki ha'adam lo nitche mi lasosa. Aval im haya ha'adam dachui b'shaschiyav ha-mitzvah, nitcheis li'olam, ve'ein la tashlum in la'olam, afilu kishiyira lasosa. Machlokas between the Marami Rurenberg and the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch says, no avelus. Why? Why does Shulchan Aruch say no avelus? You would think, oh, he passing like the Rush. Not so clear. He just says, halachah k'divrei meikel ba'avel. The principle we have by Erevin, by Avel, halachah k'divrei meikel ba'avel, that's what we say. But it comes up elsewhere. It comes up, let's say, also by avelus. Does an avel have to, let's say an avel, you know, Sunday morning the kfura takes place. And the kfura finishes when it's still the morning. Right? It's still, so he's going to daven shachris. Does he say two shachrisim because he has to make up for Meirev? He missed Meirev because he was an onain. Davin two shachris, the answer is no. He was mufka. This is tashlumin. You don't need tashlumin. The Rosh says this is also tashlumin. He makes Havdalah, because the chiyuv of Havdalah, this isn't tashlumin of Havdalah now. This is a chiyuv of Havdalah right now. But he does not say any tashlumin would not apply. Okay, that's in terms of dichli. I'll just mention it now, and then we'll see, as we always say. We'll come back if we have time. And that is, this is by kachim. What about by yoredeh, by yisr v'heter? What if an isr became batel, v'heter, but then more and more Isser fell in. And now there's enough of Isser that wouldn't have been Batel if you're mitztarif all the Isser now. Do we say Choser V'Ne'er or not? That is a major machlokas we've shown him. Do we say once Isser fell in, it's okay, forget it. Now it's all Heter. Or do we say no, we look at all the Isser that fell in cumulatively and it would be Aser. The Ramaz Machmir and Yeredeya Tzadik Tezvav. We will see if we'll do some of those sheetahs later. Okay, if not, though, let us continue. Amar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish now. We're going to relate our Mishnah to this on Amud Beis. Hapigol v'hanoser v'atameh shablolan zeba zeba achlan patur. Major machlokes, what exactly is the case? We're pashat the yidim, we're going to go with Rashi. Rashi says, you have a kizai, an exact kizayis of each of these isurim. Pigol noser and tameh. An exact kizayis, and you mix them all together, you start eating them. You are patur. Why you patur? Two elements. It's impossible that every bite, everything that you ate of this mixture, you have an exact kezias. So some of the taste of the kezias is going to be batel in the other item. Some of the taste of the pigle is going to be batel, because every bite that you take, everything you put in your mouth, it's not a pure isser. Every bite that you take is going to be batel in the other isser. So you don't have a kezias of anything, because the taste is batel in the other isser. Shel yirbe min ha-chaver v'yatlenu. And also Rashi adds another element. What hasra are you going to give this person? Are you give him three hasras? You got to give one hasra. You got to give a clear-cut hasra. The Minchas Chinuch that we always like to mention, the Minchas Chinuch loves this Rashi. Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Chaf Mabez. Rashi, their quotes, for hasra, you have to mention the pasuk from the Torah. Other Rishonim don't say it. Rashi in Shavuos Hascha, Menachas Chinuch discusses it. Menachas Chinuch quotes this Rashi in Mitzvah Tezayin, Yud Tes, Lamed Beis, Lamed Hey, Mem. I have a whole list of my Menachas Chinuch, right? So he loves this Rashi. It's always a great nafkamina. Because if you ever have a suffix about what pasuk to quote, what pasuk in Isra comes from, this Rashi is an nafkamina. How could you ever be chayav misa? You don't know what pasuk to quote. Okay. Anyway, but that's, so you have to be very medactic in the Hasra. So here, you never know what the person is eating. Besides the fact that even if he eats it, there's not enough. That is Reish Lakish Shita. So Shmami Noah, this Shita is really based on three assumptions, three major topics. Number one, Shmami Noah Tzlas, three things. Shmami Noah, Isurim Mevatlin Zezeh. Number one, that if you have two Isurim, they're Mevatl each other. You might say they could coexist, right? It relates to the rhyme that we started off with. But they're Mevatl each other. Pigo could be Mevatl Noser. Noser can be Mevatl Tameh. Vishmami Noah, number two, No Saint Tam Barov Lavdal Raisa. Tom Kiker, no Saint Tom Barov. If it's in a rove of Heter, it's not Daraisa. It's not Daraisa, because after all, so what? You have the Tom of the Pigal and the Nosar. So it should Aser. To still be Aser. The answer is no. You see from here, it's not Daraisa. If you see, you're not going to be Chayim Malkus. You're going to be Putter. So that shows Tom Barov is not Daraisa. Number two, is there Malkus for Tom Kiker? Is there Malkus for Tom Kaker if I just have a Tom of the Isser without eating the actual element? So that's going to be a Machlokas. We're showing him on tomorrow's daf. That big Tosfos on Ayin Tesman Aleph, big Machlokas. Vishmami Na, third, Hasra, Safik, Loshma Hasra. Third is, if you have to give Hasra, and there is somewhat of a doubt in your Hasra, even after you give the Hasra, the person might not be doing the Avera, so then, Lo Shma Hasra, that is not called Hasra. So here too, you're not sure, you're giving Hasra, but you're not sure exactly what he's doing. Right? There are many examples of this. You can look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, it has all the examples throughout Chazal of Hasra Safek. You have the case of the boy born 6 months after his mother got remarried, and his mother did not wait the required 3 months between the marriages, so he doesn't know who his father is. Doesn't know who his father is. No DNA, can't check the DNA for some reason. Right? So then, and after that, he goes over and hits one of his parents, one of his fathers. You don't know if he hit his father or not. What if he hit both his fathers? Bebasachas. What if he said, don't hit your father? And he goes, whack, whack, both of them. So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. You might have had a hefsek between. Is it still Asra Safik in that case or not? These are examples of Asra Safik, whenever you're not sure exactly. Or the Gemara talks about shechting your current Pesach when you have chametz in your possession. Do you have to have the chametz in your possession or even if it's at home? Machlokas. What's the machlokas? If it's at home, maybe it's not there anymore. Asra Safik. Asra Safik. So again, all these are interesting to think about when Behari Yibana Beis HaMikdash. What in all these cases, is it just a Metzias question? What if a person's on the, I don't know, has a phone that he could talk to somebody, or even a video that he could see the chametz in his house as he's doing the current Pesach? Would everybody agree there that it's not Asra Safik? Or you could check DNA evidence nowadays. Is that not Asra Safik? Because you know for sure, so that the Gedolei HaPoskim will help us out. Okay, anyway, those are the three assumptions that Reish Lakish is based on. Okay, so we go weiter. Masiv Rava. Rava tells us, Asa, Mishnah says in Maseches, Chala. Oh, we haven't had Zeroim in so long. Asa, Isa, Menachitim, Mena, Orez. Let's say I made a dough from a mixture of wheat and rice. So wheat, grain, is Chayiv in Chala. Rice is not. So it depends. Im Yesh Batam Dagon, Chayiv is Bachala. If there's the time of Dagon, you're Chayiv in Chala. Even if you have rove orez, as long as you have the tam, so you see tam is daraisa, right? Tam because you're chayv and chala. No, midrabanan. No, and you're only chayv and chala midrabanan. Ihachi, if that's true, ema seif. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Adam yotzi by the chabasim pesach. Says you can be yotzi your mitzvah of matzah. If it's just drabanan, what if you have tam? Of the five grains, or the first mission chala says the five grains are chayv and chala, and yotzi your mitzvah with matzah, right? Wheat, spelt, barley, rye, and oats, right? The five grains. So, ask the Gemara if this is rov rice and mida oraisa, tam of the wheat is batel. Is that going to be yotzi your mitzvah matzah? That can't be. So the Gemara says ella. Okay, we had it wrong. There's a big difference. We didn't know what Reish Lakish was talking about. Min b'she'eno mino b'tayma, min b'mino b'ruba. Min b'she'eno mino, yes, it goes by tam. That's the case of the chawa, the orez and the chitim. That's different minim, and therefore you go by tam. Min b'mino, Rish Lakish was talking about min bimino. Right, you have two different pigle and osur. It's all meat. So that's Beruba. And that's why he doesn't... It's not that he says tam is not daraisa. So there is no tam there. There is no tam there, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. Remember what we discussed at the end of Avodah Zarah, the Machlokas Ramah and the Shach, about how to determine min bimino. The Shach, the Ramah says you go by shma, what people call it. The Shach says, and that's what we usually assume, basar taima, you go by taste. That's some in Sata Ches, I think. Right, so remember that Machlokas, but the Pashtus is like the Shach. Says the Gemara, now one second. You're telling me that according to Reish Lakish, it's based on min bimino, and therefore, and that min bimino, therefore, there is no taste. What do you mean? Why don't you do like we do what we do in our Mishnah? V'nisha'er min bimino, k'min b'she'en omino. Why don't we say, hey, it's as if it's ein omino, ditznan, nis'arev b'yayin, ro'en oso kiluhu mayim. Just like we said, if the blood gets mixed into the wine, we view the wine as if it's water. My love, and doesn't that mean, ro'en oso l'yayin kiluhu mayim? We view the wine as if it was water, and we see, you know, what it would have looked like. So here too, why don't we try to determine, we should get some connoisseur chefs to tell us, if you would put this much wheat and this much, what we should see, ask them, if you would have min b'she'en omino here, so what would be the case? A little difficult. What do you mean min b'she'en omino? Different types of foods, it affects it differently. So what would you choose? You could choose a very strong food and a very, very not strong. When it comes to color, okay, choose something clear. But it's a very different, a little sarachi, and what exactly is the Gemara suggesting? What ein omino are you going to mix it in? Okay. Anyway, the Gemara is going to reject it. The Gemara says, lo, we misunderstood the Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not mean that if the blood got mixed in with the wine, you view the wine as water, but ro'enoso ledam ki iluhu mayim. You view the blood as water, meaning what the Mishnah is really saying is that once the dam gets mixed in, it's batel. We view the dam as if it's not there. We view the dam as water. So the Gemara says, what? Ihachi batel mi bailes. Why don't you just say batel? You have to say rowan. Just say batel. Va'otan. And also we have a very brisa that interprets that you can't say that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, rowan oso kilu hu yayin adom. It says you view it as if it is red wine. Im diamareu kasher v'im la pasla. It says a beferish. You see, if it got weaker, if it got stronger, that's totally on. It's not just saying batel. You try to figure out exactly what the appearance would be. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Tanoihi. It's really a machlokas tanoim. What is? If you have tam. If you have tam in a mixture against rov, in a case of min bimino, do we try to say, it's as if it's ein omino, or not? Tanoihi detanya. Because the Braisa says, Tali sheyesh bo yayim lav anochalav, you're trying to tovel a pail. Trying to be tovel a pail. And in it, you have some liquid. So you have some white yayim lavan, ochalav, or milk, vihit bilo, and you dumped it. So then, hochin achar harov. You go after the rov. Go after the rove, whatever the rove is. So if it's rove mayim, then the tefillah is going to work, right? And it will be okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, roin oso ki'iluhu yayin adom. You see, as if it's yayin, im dia mar'eu kasher v'im la'pasa. Meaning you say the roin idea. You say roin. If you say roin, so then you see you don't go by rove. That is the machlokas. That is machlokas tanav. Just end with one more point. Maybe two more points. See, we have two, three more minutes. And that is back on the Amud Aleph. Back on Aleph, Tosfos, what did the Gemara say on the bottom? That if it tastes like, midrabanan, the Gemara said, if it tastes like orez, so that whole mission is based on a dindrabanan. Then we said, what about matzah? Well, you can say the matzah, if the rove is only drabanan, it could taste like matzah only on a drabanan level. So Tosfos says, on the third to last line of Tosfos, the ein lahakshos. We know it says in Psachim, lo lechroch enish matzu mar b'hadi adadi, dilma asi mar d'rabbanan v'vada matzah d'araisa. On the Seder night, we know that we have korech. Zechel amikdosh kehillel. We have korech. And the question that the Gemara asks is, why don't we just do korech? What do we have to, so many kezesim. We have to first have a kezayis matzah, maybe two kezayis matzah, and then we have to have mar, and then we do it together. Why don't we just do it together? It'll save time, it'll save stomach space, right? So so the Gemara says no, because the problem is that bismana zeh matzah is daraisa, and mar is darabanan, because mar is only daraisa linked with the carbon pesach, and therefore, the darabanan taste is going to be mevatel the daraisa taste. That's the kasha. Ask Tosfos, but in our Gemara, what's the problem? Your yotze, if you got a little bit of orez taste, it'll be okay as long as the chitim taste went out. See, here you got a little bit of maror. So what? You have a whole thing of matzah. Why is it over here a little bit of orez is not going to be a problem, and over there a little bit of maror is going to be a problem? Tosfos gives a simple answer, and that is, don't compare rice and horseradish. Says Tosfos, Tahasam chose kamariris hu demavat al tamatza. Over there, maror, that is a dover charif. Aval orez lomavat al tam dagon. Number one, there's a big difference that you can just mitzias wise between the rice and the maror. The odes. And a second answer, Tosfos says, Dahasam kisha ochal kezayis matzah, when you're eating kezayis matzah. Tachimavatole maror leka tam kezayis matzah. Over there, let's say you have an exact kezayis of matzah. So you need a taste of a kezayis of matzah. So even if the maror just affects it a tiny drop, you no longer now have a kezayis. That's what we're talking about there. Your kezayis of matzah's mitzvah. So any little taste of something else is going to affect it. Avalim ochel harbe shari. You're right. If you'd eat a lot of matzah, it wouldn't be a problem. Here we're talking about a whole big dough. What are you going to be chayiv? It's an achinami. According to that Tosfos, if you have a lot of matzah, then all you have to do is korech. You could skip the first parts, right? You could do korech as the first part. That's not the minhag olam. We do it separately, and then together. But that is Tosfos' second day, that you would be able to do it all together by korech if you would have a lot. Let's go back so I can say that I have never not gone back. The case that I said before, I'll just read the Rama. Just read the Rama in the time that we have left. The Rama in Yoredeya, in Tzadik Tes Vav, the Rama quotes that machlokas. We're speaking about Choser Veneir. If an Isser fell in, and is a Choser Veneir. The Rama takes an opinion on that. But remember, it's different than our case. Our case is a question of kunshin. So our question is a question of dichui. Once something is nitche, then even if you say by Isser Veheter, it's Choser Veneir, you don't have to say it's nitche here. That's what the Rama says right here. It's in the Tzadik Tes and Ochas Tarovis. This is the simon of Ein Mevat Lenesot HaChila. The Shulchan Aruch says, Isser Shal Devrayhem, Ein Ma'ar V'Noso B'Yadayim K'dei Levatlo. In Isser, even Durabanan, you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv. V'im Asa Kein B'Mezit Asser. Avalim Nafal Mayatzmo, if it fell in by itself, it is a batel. And then the Rama says, the case, Isser Shen is batel. Kigon Chaya Shishim Kinegdo. Right, Isser is batel, yet Shishim. Vini Tosif Bo Acher Kach Min Ha Isser Harishon. And then more of the Isser fell in. More of that same Isser. The Taz says, Imu Min Isser Acher Adaraba. Echad Mahani Levatel Chavera. Right, it's got to be the same Isser fell in. Right, so if you had a little bit of milk that fell into your chicken soup, it was batel. And then more milk, and more milk, and more milk. Min Isser Rishon, Choser V'Neur V'Ne'esar. Loshna Min B'Mino, V'Loshna Min M'She'eno Mino. Loshna Yavesh, Loshna Lach. Loshna Noda B'Entayim, Olo Noda B'Entayim. Even if you knew, so you might have said, hey, once I know about it and now I treat it as heter, it's mutter, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In all these cases, we paskin Choser V'Neur. Right? They quote that from the Hagosh Shari Dura. We are Machmer in that case. It's a Machlokes. We showed him. Then he talks about the other case, similar case. What happens? Kazayis chalef shenafal lamayim and it's about chayis chalef shenafal lamayim and it's about the beshishim. Do you say chose meneir if there were no isurim involved? A drop of milk fell into water, and it's batel beshishim. So it was never asur shen is batel. A little milk fell into parv, and then ve'achokach nafal menamayim lekederish al basar. So what do you say about that? Mutter. That's mutter. Afal pi she'ein bebasar shishim keneged achalav, sharin is batel b'mayim, v'chein kayotze bazeh. Ironically, parav might be better than the Isser itself, because parav, it was totally batel, there's no controversy here. It becomes water. So, ironically, that could be better. Okay, we'll stop here, and then we will continue tomorrow with other cases of Tom Ke'iker, and we also have more matzah discussions coming up tomorrow. Matzah Zemurim Yachluhu, B'ed Hashem, as we continue. Parsha Shir hopefully is up, and Hashem, we will continue today. Sefer HaMitzvahs, join us. Mitzvah number 70. Again, today's Shir was sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich. In memory of Milton Ehrenreich, we thank him for their sponsorship for this week's Daf Yomi.